The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. It is currently about 10 minutes past 10 o'clock. Our guest today in the studio is Lisa Meyer with the Huron Human Development Commission. I'm going to get the words wrong. She's with the Early Head Start program. We're going to be talking about the program and how they try to help kids get a good start on life even before they get to what we normally think of as Head Start and preschool and all of that. So thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you offer this program throughout the area served by the HDC?
Yep, the Early Head Start program that we run is covers Huron, Lapeer, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties.
Is it year-round, or do you kind of follow the school calendar year? It seems like, you know, young kids learn 24/7, but it's not always easiest having parents and people around in the vacation months.
Yeah, we actually run year-round, so we're running program every month.
And what type of program do you run? I mean, first of all, what ages are you looking for in the way of kids and parents to come in and be part of this?
We actually start as early as you can start. We start during pregnancy to help parents, moms, to prepare for the baby, to make sure that they're eating proper nutrition, and make sure that they're getting proper care.
You're not showing the pregnant mother flashcards like, you know, so the kid can learn.
No, why? Not so much. but then we work with the family and the child through birth and up to age 3, which is when we generally would move them into a preschool program, Head Start, or another preschool.
That is served by another agency that does these types of things. You're
right.
Concentrating on that very early start when kids' brains are being wired, and then they can make or break the child's future by, you know, giving them that good start.
Absolutely. A lot of the research has shown that if you catch a kid by age 3, you've really missed a crucial part of their development from birth. And so if we can catch them earlier, the better.
And do you cover not just the educational part, but also making sure they have nutrition, all the other things that are important factors in early development? Because it's not just, you know, giving them a learning environment or here's a craft to do or a puzzle to do. It's a full rounded picture.
Yes, Early Head Start is an all-encompassing program. We work with families on making sure that their children's health information is up to date, making sure they're seeing a doctor, making sure they're getting proper nutrition, helping them with the child's development, working with them on socializing with other kids, and also helping the family to provide the best home they can for their child.
Most of the programs through the HDC are funded either through a state or federal or a combination of both type of programs, which usually means there's some sort of requirements or limitations as to who's eligible. What type of parent and students are you trying to find?
Well, we're looking for families with either a pregnant woman or a child from birth to 3. Like I had mentioned previously, they need to live in our 4-county service area. They also need to either meet our income guidelines or there are some automatic qualifiers that would qualify a family for the program. The program is free to anyone who qualifies. And so we're always looking for additional people because sometimes people move or people, you know, children age out into preschool programs. And so we're always looking for additional kids. If someone's concerned about whether they would qualify, they're welcome to contact us and we can help them out even over the phone without doing all the paperwork.
You can give them a good idea whether they're going to be a candidate or not.
Yeah, just a quick screen.
And what basically do you do in this program? When people think of, you know, Head Start or something, they think of a formal setting and you bring the kids and everything is right there and you stay until the kid's ready to go home in a couple hours, and that's usually how people think of Head Start and preschool and all of that stuff. Is that how it works?
Nope, we're actually a little different. We run a home-based program in most of our areas, which is where a home visitor would come into your home to work with you on helping you learn the things that your child can work on, helping you become your child's best teacher, which we believe is always the case because you're with them all the time and we're only with them a limited period of time.
Even when you've got a teacher with them, it seems they're looking at the parent for the cue. You know,
exactly.
This is right.
Exactly. So we really do form a pretty strong relationship with most of the families we've worked with. The home visitor will generally bring in a bag of toys and they'll go through some of the things that the child might be having trouble with or struggling with or even moving ahead. Some of our kids are very up to speed and even advanced. And so we'll work on kind of on their pace as to where they need to go next.
And is it usually the mother you work with? Because it seems like this would be a whole family project.
We work with anybody who's able and willing to work with us. We work with moms, we work with dads, we work with grandparents, we work with foster parents, we work with older brothers and sisters sometimes are really good teachers because the children are sometimes looking to them for guidance as well. And we work with anybody who's willing to come in and help with us.
And how long has this program been going on? Have you got a good track record around?
We've been around for a while. I've been with the program since its inception in the larger three counties that we cover. So we've been doing this since 1999.
And is it growing? Do you get more funding? Because there's, you know, with the economic downturn and all of this, it seems like more and more of these types of services are needed. But at the same time, funds are less and less for these types of programs. Has it kept pace?
We've actually been real lucky. Probably about 3 years ago, we received expansion funding. So we almost tripled the size of the program we had been running for years. So it's been really nice to be able to enroll those families that used to sometimes sit on waiting lists, and now they're able to get enrolled pretty quickly.
It's nice to see that somewhere up the chain, they know the benefit of the early start and the problems it may prevent later down the road.
Exactly. I think the research is really informing the practice on that aspect, that the funding is kind of following where the research is showing that we can make the most difference. If we can enroll a child in an early childhood program, we can avoid them maybe dropping out of school later on or going into the criminal system later on, that kind of thing.
Just an important thing is to teach them that school doesn't have to be a downer. It can be fun.
Exactly. It should be fun.
But, you know, kids are kids, and they want to go outside when it's sunny and bright, and they want to play, and that's all they want.
Mm-hmm.
It must be a different type of program, though, because you're dealing with kids at certain points, from birth to a certain point, where they really don't even have vocal skills. You almost have to do an analysis of, you know, whether they're up to speed for how many months old they are.
Exactly. We do assessments quarterly to see where their development lands as to whether they might need more help in starting to learn those first words or sounds, or whether they might need more help in kind of the crawling, walking stages, whether they might need help with potty training as they get to be into those toddler ages,
they must
or
love that part
discipline.
Of it, 'cause the parents must love that part of it. Yes, let's go right to that one.
Saves money on diapers.
Unless you're washing them.
That's true.
And sometimes when you don't have a lot of money, that's the way you need to go.
Absolutely.
Non-disposable. Just got to buy the detergent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned you do this in-house. How often do you come around? Because, you know, usually you think of Head Start or something like that, it'd be like three times a week or something. Are you out that often, or is it because you've got a large number of people and not a humongous staff?
The home visitors will generally go out to the house for an hour and a half a week unless the family needs more. Sometimes if the family is feeling really stressed that week, or if they're feeling like their child's kind of on the verge of making a breakthrough, we can come out more than once a week if we need to. And then also the parents can come in a couple times a month. We have playgroups at our sites in each of the four counties where they can meet other parents. Their child can socialize with other kids, that kind of thing.
That's an important part of growing up for kids who may not have a lot of activities outside the house because of income and such, that they can get together and learn to share and learn to get along with other kids. And because at a certain point, they have to put beside that me only type of philosophy in life.
Absolutely. It gives them an opportunity for social play. And our parents come together and they plan activities as well. So we also plan activities maybe outside of the service area or outside of our basic programming. For instance, they did a football party. Some of our dads planned a football party with the kids where they had some football themed activities right around the Super Bowl. We've also gone like to the Saginaw Children's Zoo and to things like that these kids might not have the opportunity to be exposed to without some extra help.
Now, these type of activities outside of the group, I imagine there must be some cost to that, though, because, you know, transportation to another county usually isn't free.
For the most part, parents transport the kids themselves, but the actual cost of the activities, the food that we bring to the activities, that kind of stuff is provided by the program.
Wow. And nice to know that they upped it a little bit like a few years ago, so more can participate. Do you find that you're full?
Yes, we have to be full.
Sometimes we're full and we've got a 20-page waiting list, and sometimes there's full and says, well, we can find enough people.
Yes, we used to be at the point where we had kind of a 20-page waiting list, but lately we have a waiting list, but it doesn't necessarily mean the first person to sign up gets in first. We go off of some risk factors that we measure with the families and ask them about. So a high-risk family will get in sooner. So even if the waiting list is quite long, which it generally isn't right now, but you can, if you sign up at this point, you may even get to the top of the waiting list. It just kind of depends on your individual family circumstances.
Special needs children, one of those top priority type of things, because the mm-hmm. whole point of the program is for kids to be up to their peers when they actually get to a regular Head Start or preschool and then on to kindergarten. And these are children that already have a problem to overcome before they even reach that.
Yep, children with special needs have kind of a leg up, children with developmental issues, children who have chronic illnesses, all those kinds of things would put a child higher up on the waiting list than another family.
Now, how do people get into the program? I mean, do they contact you? Is this a referral from a doctor? Do you have other means of finding people? Because you don't want people to fall through the cracks when there's a service available that can help these kids.
Absolutely. There's a lot of different ways that families can get into the program. Some are referrals from doctors or health department, that kind of thing. Some are referrals from other families who've been part of the program and liked it. We also do some PR type things around the different counties and doing the radio stations and that kind of thing. But what you would do if you're interested in the program is to contact our main office number at 989-672-1785, or you can contact any of our local county offices.
And they can start the ball rolling.
Absolutely.
And you ask for the Early Head Start program.
Yep, Early Head Start program, and they can connect you with our phone numbers with the appropriate person to talk to. We'll have someone kind of pre-screen you over the phone to make sure that this is something you're interested in, and then we'd come out to your home or someplace that you prefer to do some paperwork.
And can you have more than one child involved? Because you could have one in the oven and a two-year-old, and technically both would qualify.
Absolutely.
Not a problem that way if it works out.
Yeah, not a problem at all.
And just kind of wondering, with the program, do you have to, normally when you get funding from state and federal sources, they want to know that it's working, that they're spending their money wisely, and that there's some results. You have to, I assume, do reports, but there is confidentiality a lot in all of this as well. Nobody is broadcasting, like today, who's getting these services. There's confidentiality in that.
Absolutely. Yeah, we report out to the federal government and to the state government on numbers, but not specific names or information.
And do you find that the kids that graduate your program are doing better when they get to the regular? Do you have to follow up that way as well?
There hasn't been as much follow-up in that way as I would like to see, but there are studies that are being done across the country, and those studies are showing good results for Early Head Start, not specific to our program at this point in time.
Because it seems like, back in the ye old days, my old days, it was like you're home till kindergarten and away you go, and, hopefully the parents been reading to you.
Yeah, and sometimes it's still that way, but I think it's important, especially looking at all the things that children are expected to gain in that kindergarten, first grade, those elementary school years, that really without some kind of extra push, it's difficult for a lot of kids to meet those expectations.
Do you try to, I know you can't tell parents what to do, but do you try and direct them away from things that might cause the kids problem, too much television or video games and not enough outdoor activity, fresh air, and exploring like kids do?
We do our best to give guidance on some of the best practices.
Because
some
that's
parents,
really all you can do is give guidance. Parents have the ultimate say with their kids.
Absolutely. And parents have lots of different choices that are their own parenting choices that they have the ability to make. And so we would advise them of best practice, but really they know their child better than we do. And so sometimes the best practices won't work with their child, and So we get as much guidance from the parents as we give them, hopefully.
Well, and it's a learning process, and they'll be better off if they have another kid years down the road.
Absolutely.
Do you have sometimes problems dealing with broken families? I mean, you have families where the mother and father have split, and they just really can't stand each other, and you got to try and get them both on the same page, at least where the kid's involved.
Yeah, we do. We do see, well, we see a whole variety of families, more than I could even begin to explain. But we do have some different kinds of techniques and activities that we can do with families to help them kind of put their child first and get past some of the difficulties in their own relationship to both kind of focus on what's best for their child.
Because you don't want one parent undermining what the other one's trying to do, because in the end, it should be all for the kid.
Exactly.
If people are interested, there's a contact number you gave again. What is that number?
989-672-1785.
And is there any, I mean, there's a cutoff with the age, but I mean, if your child is there from 3 months, they can go all the way through as long as they qualify to 3 years?
Yep. If they get into the program once and qualify for us once, they can stay in the program until whatever, if they choose to leave or if they age out, right?
And hopefully at that point, the parents have gleaned enough to know the importance of the other Head Starts preschools and stuff to help their kid move along.
Absolutely. And we would work with them at that point in time. We start 6 months to a year before the time that they would age out and start looking at different program options for them and helping them get signed up, helping them get any additional information they might need for that incoming program, that kind of thing.
Do these kids who go through the program, are they kind of one of the type of special needs kids that these other programs later down the line are looking to help as well? I mean, sometimes, you know, like, say, the Bad Axe Schools has their Head Start program there. Are they looking for kids who are in need that, you know, need to continue this on, as opposed to the people who can pay to go to a private preschool and that?
Yes. All of the federally funded programs are, their priority is children who are at risk versus parents who can do something better or afford something better.
So those are the slots they'd like to fill first.
Yes.
If you've got so many and you have extras, then you can bring in other people with lesser needs, but the most serious needs need to be addressed.
Yes.
Are they keeping track of this in the long term to see how these kids turn out? Is there anything involved in that? Because it would seem like, you know, it'd be nice to know, you know, 10 years down the road that, hey, these kids are graduating, these kids are thriving, and they're going to college and doing all the things you hope for kids.
Absolutely. There are programs, the initial programs that were funded across the country were funded with research universities and a partnership. And so those 17 programs have been studied since they were initiated, like back in 94 or 95. And so there are some ongoing studies that show some pretty long-term goals and outcomes and pretty positive information related to children receiving this early intervention services.
And it's not just inner city kids that need the help. There's kids in rural areas just like ours that, you know, we tend to think of it as, you know, a community and everybody's together and you've got family down the road and all of this stuff, but the need is here.
Absolutely. Inner city kids tend to be on the news more. They're easier to access for media, but definitely kids in rural areas are having some of the same issues or very different issues that are still issues. So,
well, I appreciate you taking time today and letting us know about the program. Again, give them the number and how they can get a hold of you if they want to see if their kids might be able to get in maybe in August or so with the other ones aging out.
Yep, you can reach us at our enrollment line, which is 989-672-1785. Or we also have Early Head Start sites in each of the four counties that you're welcome to contact as well, and they will get you to who you need to be to also.
I appreciate you coming out, and thank you for the good work, and hopefully the kids get a good start, and I won't have to report on them on the news 5-10 years down the road here.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot for letting me come in.
Our guest today on the program has been Lisa Meyer from the Human Development Commission Early Head Start Program. Again, it's available throughout the four-county thumb region. Human Development Commission can help you find out if you qualify and help get you into the program to help your kid from just before birth all the way on to 3 years old before they would get into more traditional Head Start and preschool programs. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news here at WLEW.